Okay, we are starting on page Kuf Ayin Gimel, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Se'if Zayin. Page Kuf Ayin Gimel, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Se'if Zayin. Loi hoya loi kamoin, shochuk me'erev Shabbos, if a person didn't have pre-ground cumin from before Shabbos. Now, we already mentioned that the cumin was used for the refuah of the baby after the bris, and you were supposed to grind it before, and you didn't. Lo yishchakena, you can't grind the cumin on Shabbos. Lo yesbashinav, rather you should just crush it, like chew it, and thereby crush it that way. Im lo yeirov me'esmol, yayin v'shemen, litin aleha. If you didn't mix from before Shabbos wine and oil to put on it, meaning on the cumin, lo ya'avim hayoyim, then you shouldn't mix it on Shabbos. Ela yitin kol ech levado, just apply each one separately. The mixing is like preparing for a refuah, rather just add the wine and the oil, put each one separately on the wound or on the cumin over there. Okay, so back to, that was the, no, we turned on to page 3, 4, 6 temporarily, but back to Kuf Ayin Gimel now, Sif Kotten Chof Gimel. Kamoin Shochuk, ground cumin. V'adayin hu koidem hamila v'kamoi she yisboya. And we're talking about here, he hasn't yet done the mila, but he needs the stuff ready, so he's not allowed to grind it on Shabbos. Sif Kotten Chof Dalet le'yishchakenu. The machshirei mila einam deichin sechares, because the preparations for mila don't override Shabbos. The actual mila, as we know, overrides Shabbos, but the preparations don't. V'alkein im iyev shalei lelase b'shinav tidache hamila, and therefore, if you're not able to chew it in your teeth, then you're going to have to just push off the mila until after Shabbos. V'lav davka shechika shehi melacha. Not only are we talking here about actual melacha like grinding. Even just to bring the cumin through a mavoy, an alleyway that has not been combined. You didn't make an eruv there. What's called a shita mavoy, it's like a type of eruv. You didn't make an eruv there. You want to carry it through an isadraban to carry it through the alleyway to bring the cumin to where the bris is going to be. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Don't say, you know what, I'll do the bris, and once the bris is done, so now it's going to be dangerous not to have these herbs, and I'm going to be able to grind them now because it's pekoch nefesh. That's pekoch nefesh, derech is a Shabbos. Don't do that trick. Don't say, I'll just do the bris again, now it's pekoch nefesh, now I can grind. Because since you know at this point, before the mila, that you're not going to be, that it's going to be impossible to do a mila without having these ground herbs afterwards, so what are you going ahead and doing the mila for? Mutav tidochei hamila v'leyavoy leyaviyat smay ledeichil Shabbos. It's better to push off the mila till Sunday rather than bring yourself to a chil Shabbos situation to save the baby once it's done. Ken jahay efshel achin mesmal, since you could have prepared the cumin before and you didn't. Now you're stuck. If you've got no way to chew it, then you're going to have to just push off the mila. V'dar de'im nizvada loy lecha hamila she'en lekamen. What about a different case where you were innocent, you did the mila, and then you suddenly discovered that there's no cumin ground. Certainly you're allowed to bring the cumin through a shisarabim even, and even grind it on Shabbos, because it's now it has actually become sakonos nefashos. But if you're able to make a change, means do it with a shin in an unusual manner, you're going to bring it, put it on your head and bring it with shisarabim, or grind it with a shino that you're not doing a deraisa, and it's not going to cause any greater danger to the baby, then you must make a shinoi when you do these things. The kamoshi is nispaya basimon shin chafres sif yud beis, as we learned earlier. Sifkon chafei litein alea. We said if you did not mix wine and oil beforehand to be able to then put it on the wound where the cumin is, we said then you're not allowed to mix it on Shabbos. You have to just put each ingredient separately. So litin aleh kach ha'yurim is what they would do. Be refuah. It's refuah to put the wine and the oil on. Shema'avim the tofin bekara, you whip up together yain b'shemen, mix wine and oil together, whip it up in a bowl. Shetofin beitz bekara kadesh tofin beitz, like you whip an egg in a bowl, like you make an omelette before you pour it in, you whip it. So too, that's what they would do with the wine and the oil. That you can't do on Shabbos. And page 346 now. Lo ya'avim. You should not mix them on Shabbos, again, whip up the oil with the wine. Ella, what should you do? Apply each one separately. Pirush, the also the alvim bakawa, you can't mix them. Ella noifnim ze bishne altsmo al mokim hamaka, put the one, each one separately on the wounds. Ze bishne altsmo al maka, al mokim hamaka. Void yesh tefawish to tevaya bakawa. Ella should noifnim ze bishne altsmo vloya alvim be adayim. Ella mis alvi is alvu. Another pshat in the Shulchan Aruch could be that you don't actually mix the two ingredients. You could even pour them into the same bowl. The wine and oil just don't actually mix them. They end up getting mixed. That is okay. It's automatic. Whatever it is, you didn't do it, then that's okay. But don't actively mix them. I am be'alocha. Sifkan chozayin, kol echa levadai, each one separately. Kosebe Yosef, de l'sha cholim, nami osla aviv. Not only for the case of Mila, but for other cases of people who are ill, you're not also not allowed to mix these types of ingredients, even though they're not mux or anything, but the problem is you're making a medicine. Unless we're talking about a real choyle, you're not allowed to do it. I'm be'alocha, aledal de shinoi lukula al-mashoi, but be'alocha writes that, in be'alocha he writes that to mix them with a shinoi would definitely be mutter. Okay, sif ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein oisin la choluk. You're not allowed to prepare a choluk, some type of a cover or some type of a, we'll see what it is exactly. Ela koyrech alea smaltut. Rather, all you can do is wrap around the baby, where the wound is, a smaltut, some type of a shmata. Again, you can't make a chaluk, some type of a, it's almost like a garment to put over there. You can just wrap a shmata around. And if you don't have a smaltut, a shmata, koyrech alea tzboi derech malbush l'shanois k'derech sh'oitza b'chol u'mevi derech chotza acheres filen l'shtatz v'yachad. What you can do is wrap it around your finger, as like it looks like a mob, meaning if you don't have the shmata where the baby is, how are you going to bring this shmata? The answer is, take the shmata wherever you might be, wrap it around your finger, so there's no, you're not carrying it in the regular way, and then you can bring it through a chotza, even though you didn't make a shit, even though you didn't combine the chotza with an eruv, you're allowed to carry it because you're wearing the shmata, the garment, rather than just carrying it in your hand. That's the point of it. Okay, sif cotton chof ches chaluk. This kind of garment you put over the womb, what does that mean? Ke'en kis dochuk sha'isim, it's like a tight pouch you make over there. Machasin roish agid ad ha'Torah, and you cover, it's like a little pouch, it's a little, very tiny thing, that you cover the top area, the crown area of the baby's Ava, the koisha sham, and then you tie it there. Shalo yachza ha'or lachsoif agid, in order that the skin shouldn't recover. Means the kind of recover the breast area. They would put something on there to hold it in place. So it shouldn't kind of the skin shouldn't extend back over. So he said if you don't have a shmata to wrap there, you can't make this pouch. But if you and you could use a shmata. If you don't have a shmata, so I feel annoyed there. Even if you found it before the mila, you don't have a shmata. That will not be a reason to push off the mila, even though you're going to be forced to carry the shmata on your finger somehow, but you're not really carrying it. That's the point. What you're going to do instead, you're going to be wrap the shmata around your finger, and then you're wearing it as like a type of garment. Sifkon lamed, chotza acheres. You can take it into a different chotza. Aval derech which the rabban osa ken she'ini derech malbush mamish derech kamlus mesada li rabbe lahate ayin sham. You can't carry it through Rosh Hashanah this way. It's not really a garment. So we allow, we make all by Rosh Hashanah Rabbanon, and even by a Karmelis, which in some way mimics the Doraisa, it's only a Rabbanon. Eli Rabbah was makel as well to allow you to wrap the shmata around your finger and carry it through the Karmelis to bring to the baby, to put it on the Ava after the bris. Sif Tes is going to be the last one. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, Bizman, Chachmei HaGemara, in the time of the Talmud, if lo yehoyu roichtzim es avlad lefnei amila or lach amila uviyem ashlishi lamila b'mayim chamim hayem musukan, if they would not wash the baby in hot water before the bris, after the bris, and on the third day from the bris, say the bris is on a Monday, it's about Wednesday, then it will be dangerous for the baby. Therefore, the din of washing the baby in hot water, and what to do if you didn't have hot water, had to be written about what is on Shabbos. But nowadays, it's not the minig. We don't wash the baby in that way. You can if you want, but it's not like a basic, it's not an automatic thing that you have to do. And therefore, the din of washing a baby is the same as any other washing on Shabbos of any other person. It's not considered to be dangerous not to. It's no longer dangerous not to, and therefore, the washing the baby has the same din as washing in any other type of washing that with its details, with its mutarasa on Shabbos. And says the Ramah, of the Medina Seilu, Naigim lo achsoi lefnei amila, b'chamen shuchmim b'smol, right, that the minig in our country, says the Ramah, is to wash the baby with hot water that was heated before Shabbos, washed before the bris, olach amila b'moitzei Shabbos, and you again wash the baby after the bris, but only after Shabbos, not during Shabbos with hot water even in, you just wait till after Shabbos, wash the baby then, and that's fine. V'chein im haya yom shlishi l'milasa b'Shabbos, and also if the third day of the mila is on Shabbos, and he sees a need to wash the baby. You prepare hot water before Shabbos, and then you can use that water to wash the baby on Shabbos. That's in a regular standard situation. But if you see that it could be causing danger if you don't wash the baby after the mila, which is not usual anymore, but if you see that, you can wash the baby, you can do whatever needs to be done, even break Shabbos, heating up the water, like any other case of a person who is deathly ill or someone whose life is in danger. Okay, Sifkotan Lamed Aleph. So he said even though in the time of the Talmud, they would always wash the baby before, after, and the third day, even though it was on Shabbos, Loi Nahagu, that's not Haminig nowadays. What do you mean not Haminig? What, we don't care about the danger? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Denishtanu Hatavoyim. The nature has changed. The nature of babies and lots of other things has changed in the times of the Talmud, and it's no longer dangerous not to wash the baby on these particular times. Sifkotan Lamed Beis. What do we do in our country, says the Ramah? The minig is to wash the baby before the mila with water heated up before Shabbos, and then after Shabbos we wash the baby again. Even though there's no danger nowadays compared to how it was, not so dangerous compared to how it was in the time of the Talmud, there's nevertheless a great need to wash the baby. In terms of washing the baby before the mila, they left the din as was in the time of the Talmud, that you can wash the baby with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. And when it comes to after the mila, it's okay, no big deal to wait till after Shabbos. Then you can heat up the water as you wish and wash the baby after Shabbos. There's no need to do it immediately after the mila. The Ramah said, again, the minig is to wash the baby before the mila with the hot water heated before Shabbos. But don't soak a cloth, like a scarf or a cloth, in water to be able to wash the baby. Because soaking it in water is considered to be laundering. But have a goy dip this cloth in the water. There is, you could be makel for this washing of the baby, for the bris. You also have to be careful not to squeeze out the cloth. If the hot water that you were going to use got spilt, you're allowed to tell a goy to bring water that had already been heated up for goyim. It wasn't heated up for Jew. You're not telling the goy to heat up the water. You're just telling him to bring water that was already heated up for goyim. Bring that water to use. But don't tell the goy to actually heat up water. If there was a baby that was sick and got better, the tashbetz said you're not allowed to do his bris on a Thursday. Why not? Since the third day, Chazal was always a day that was most dangerous after the bris, we don't want to create a situation where you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. If the baby was sick and got better, so now you see he's already a weak baby and perhaps would lead to danger on the third day. So if you do the bris on Thursday, the third day is Shabbos, and you might have to be mechal Shabbos. And therefore, don't do the bris on that day, according to the Tashbetz. Shach and the Magen Avraham do permit the bris on the Thursday, and if you have to Michal Shabbos, what can you do? V'chein hiskim ha'Eliyahu lehatir, and Eliyahu also said it's mutter. V'chein machmitzin es ha'mitzvah, and you should not leave the mitzvah to go sour. It means don't delay the mitzvah when you can do it on Thursday. Do it on Thursday. Yeah. Sifkon lamed dalet. I mean, it might even not be. If it was sick and got better, it could be that it was a late bris, but still Thursday. He's now ready to have it on Thursday, so even then. Either case, right? Lama dalet mechinim chamin. So the Ramah said that when the third day of the mila is on Shabbos and you see the baby is going to need to be washed, you should prepare the hot water before Shabbos, and then you can wash him on Shabbos with it. Mashma deim leichinu asal achem al adayin yehudi. But theme from here, that if you you did not prepare it before Shabbos, you cannot tell a goy on Shabbos, which is the third day after the Mila, to heat up the water. Because we don't assume the baby to be sick, we just say it's a bit uncomfortable, and that's not a reason to tell a goy to do malacha. But if the doctor says he needs to be washed, but they're definitely just in machmen, you can tell a goy to heat up the water. And Lamed Hey is at the end, so he says, if you see that the baby might be in danger, if you don't wash him after the meal, for sure you're allowed to do whatever you need to do, heat out the water, do the bathing, because it's sakonos nefashos. Lamed Hey lechalal el Shabbos, ha'inafil la'achem ba'ad. Even a Jew himself has to heat out the water if necessary, because you see that there is a danger if you're not going to do so. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow's share is already going to be a recording, and so Yom Tov Tuesday and Wednesday, in fact, are going to be recordings, and the next live share will be on Thursday.